We do know that he had come here from Wilkes County, Georgia. And this land, we surmise, was part of his dad's Revolutionary War service reward. And this area was farmed. It was farming was mostly what was done here. And the house and the outbuildings were part of that. And they started out with this two-room house. And we think this house goes back to about 1829, 1830. And then, as in the case in most homes at that time, as the children came along, and there were, I think, seven of the children, they would build onto the house. So this house had seen two, three rooms added on and then a porch. So originally it was quite large. But the Johns lived here. The family continued to live here up until the 80s.
To clarify, by the 80s, you mean the family was here until the 1980s, just about 80 years ago.
That's correct.
With the widening of Lawrenceville Highway over the years, it has encroached more and more onto this property. The house is really spitting distance, really, of the highway right now. What would this property have looked like in the middle part of the 19th century?
You know, it's hard to imagine what we see now, Northlake Mall of being nothing but fields. They would be raising cotton or they'd be growing corn. It was just open spaces.
When we first came out to look at this property in 2003, I looked at the house and I thought, well, if we buy the property, we'll just tear the house down. I'm Dave Butler with DeKalb County's Natural Resource Management Office, and our office are the ones that buy property for new parks and green space in the county, including the Johns Homestead. And after talking with Harry and numerous other people about the history of the land and the farmhouse and seeing deeper into the construction of the house, we said, no, this is historically significant and we need to keep this.
So this house looks like it has been added on to maybe many times over the years. What did the core original house look like?
Well, we think from looking at the structure, both original two rooms, because they circle the chimney, so we think that was the original structure. Some of the boards that are in this house probably date back to the early 1800s. You can see pre-Civil War construction, like the hand-hewn beams you can see as part of the structure, and also hand-plane boards, because they didn't have sawmills back very active in this area prior to the Civil War. So you can see a lot of those remnants of the early construction still in the house. Well, we have several outbuildings here. One is actually the well shed, so the well is still there. That may not be the original well for the property, but it may be. So they would have built a structure over it to try to protect the water and keep out animals and things like that from getting in the well. And then we have, this is one of the more interesting buildings on site here. This, what looks like concrete, was basically built by materials on site. They took clay and mixed lime with it and used stones and wood framing to build this structure, which would have been for food storage. So this was like a big walk-in cooler back in the 1800s. And we actually see writing in pencil inside about different conditions, atmospheric conditions, the temperature of the day, rainy conditions, things like that, that were probably written in the early 1900s.
The original property was 202, I think 202 and a half acres. What remains today that's now in the hands of DeKalb County?
Well, we bought 23 acres from the Johns family that was still in their hands at that time. And to add to that, we purchased another 24 acres downhill from here, which includes a couple of lakes that the stream enters into. So now we have a combined 47-acre park that we'll be developing here, including the renovation of the house.
What has been accomplished so far on the site?
Well, our main focus to date has pretty much been trying to stabilize the house so we can slow down the deterioration of the property. You know, we bought the house in 2004, and we could see right away that there was a lot of damage to one of the walls from leaking roofs and things like that. So one of the most rewarding parts of my job really is working with community folks on a project like this. It's not just a government operation. It's really a community partnership with the county.
And one of those opportunities for the community to become involved is coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, the community is actually planning what they call a Rivers Alive event. It revolves around state cleanups, and this is a statewide initiative, but they're going to have it here this year to clean up around the lakes that are, again, part of this property. And so we'll expand that a little bit to remove invasive plants, pick up trash, clean up the lakes, and it's a great opportunity for people to get involved and get to know this property. So as we move forward, we have more people on board with our planning.
It is such a fantastic find that we were able to salvage the house. And the other thing, too, we do have the outbuildings, and that's even a big plus. Plus, there's lots of things in the forest here we could, I'm sure, retrieve and bring back. But it gives us a really great opportunity to make this a center for folks in Tucker, as you'd mentioned earlier, is education for children and adults to be involved. But this way, it's right in our backyard.